What does an MP have to do to get the attention of people who don't like politics? Nadine Dorries has come up with a novel solution: jet off to Australia and take part in a reality TV show. She wanted, she says, to talk about issues that concern her, ageism and abortion, but ended up being filmed eating camel's toe and pictured quite a lot in her swimsuit, as well as being suspended from the Conservative Party and vilified by the newspapers. As soon as she got out of the jungle, she spoke to Week in Westminster down a crackly line from Australia. I asked her, what on earth was she thinking when she agreed to this in the first place?
At first, when I was asked, did I want to do this, I immediately said no. But then I was sent some information on viewing groups and figures and various research data. But when I saw the socioeconomic groups which watch this programme and the numbers, I realised that they were groups of people that politicians, particularly conservative politicians, never normally had access to.
You can reach these groups, but did you hope to advance a certain message or talk about politics? I mean, because the show was an unlikely forum for that kind of thing.
You know, there are certain issues which I hold particularly dear to my heart and I champion in Parliament. I find issues like abortion, euthanasia, ageism, those kind of or social political issues, which I am particularly interested in, difficult to progress in Parliament due to the restrictions Parliament places around those issues because of the whipping system and the procedures and everything else. And what I wanted to do was, you know, I understand that what I did was controversial. And I am absolutely convinced that, you know, 6 weeks from now, all the furore over I'm a Celebrity will have gone away. But what will remain is the fact that millions of more people, many more people, will know who I am. And when I speak and write about those issues, that maybe more attention will be paid to them because people will know who is writing and talking about them.
So your plan wasn't to go on the show and talk about ageism and abortion. Your plan was to acquire profile so when you come back to Britain, when you speak about these issues, more people will listen.
Both, actually. And we did have some very detailed conversations about all of those issues in the jungle. Unfortunately, they ended up on the cutting room floor. And in fact, one entire morning in the jungle was almost a political morning. But the producers of the programme, I think, thought the subject material was probably too heavy for the programme. So I hoped that perhaps some of the cuttings, that they would keep some of the discussion in. But I also knew that what I wanted to do was increase my profile.
But this has been, you know, great publicity for I'm a Celebrity, but not very good publicity for you and not very good publicity for the Conservative Party.
No, the Conservative Party has not been damaged and the Conservative vote hasn't been damaged in my constituency at all, actually. The only person who has been damaged is me personally. And so that's now for me to rectify. And I'm very confident that that is something I will turn around.
And when George Galloway got out of doing Big Brother, he saw clips of himself and then sort of thought, oh my God, what have I done? All the political aims I had for this were for naught. Do you think to yourself, I was wrong, or do you think you still did the right thing?
I have absolutely no regrets whatsoever. I did not embarrass myself on I'm a Celebrity in the way George Galloway embarrassed himself on, I think it was Big Brother. But do bear in mind, George Galloway did go on and win the Bradford West by-election with the majority afterwards. So I don't think you can predict always the impact these things have. Oh, I would like to make the point to you, actually, Fraser, that what I've missed from Parliament is 3 sitting days and no legislation whatsoever. And while Andrew Mitchell was commenting that he didn't give me permission, he was making those comments from his holiday in Antigua. And half of the parliamentary party was abroad while I was in the jungle. So I have no qualms whatsoever about making sure those points are known. I have no qualms whatsoever about making sure that people do understand that many MPs take many weeks of the year away, and I've never taken any.
A lot of people watching that programme who never watch politics might have an idea in their head of what a Tory MP looks like. And when they see you, that would probably challenge that stereotype. So, I mean, do you think you can say that what you've done has been, on balance, a net positive for the Conservative Party?
Do you know, absolutely. I'll tell you two points of evidence for that. The first is Google and the searches which have been made on Google on me while I've been in that program. Twice as many people have submitted Google searches for Nadine Dorries as have done for David Cameron. And those Google inquiries have come from areas like Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester and Newcastle, areas which don't normally search the names of Conservative MPs.
But so, all they find is you eating some strange camel food.
Do you know what? Does that matter? We have quite a precious impression of ourselves in Westminster, and we do expect people to look to Westminster to find out what MPs are like. Maybe we could turn that around by, instead of expecting the public to look at us, we go to where the public are. And I think that's what I did. Now, the people who discovered that a Conservative MP may not have been born with a silver spoon in their mouth and gone to a public school, that might just be a first step.
So do you think more in Westminster should be doing this sort of thing?
Absolutely. And what I know I've done is I've broken new ground.
And how do you think the reaction will be when you get back to the other reality TV studio off the House of Commons?
Do you know, I'll be very interested. One of my research is now gathering together the comments made by MPs while I've been away. Mm. Very interested to discover those MPs who've made comments, how many of them have taken their own little jollies abroad since they became MPs, and how often they've taken them. Not, of course, that I will be using that information, but I can also guarantee it will probably be the sycophants and the Cameroons who've made the comments, those who've been doing number 10's bidding. But, you know, it doesn't really bother me. And it never has. And if it did, if I didn't have a thick skin, I wouldn't be a working class female in this environment in Westminster. So I think all your question is, am I going to be upset by my colleagues' comments? The answer to that question, if that's what you're asking, is an absolutely emphatic no.